Welcome to the Inside Scoop from Washington. I'm your host, Mark Levine, reporting live from the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. What a day! What a couple days! There's so much news that, frankly, we're not going to get it done in an hour, and that's okay. We're going to get done what we can. Of course, the biggest news of the day is Donald Trump Jr. admitting that he was colluding with the Russian government, or at least attempting to, in order to get damaging information on Hillary Clinton. He was found out by the New York Times. He changed his story twice. Even his dad isn't really defending him. But it wasn't just Donald Trump Jr. It was Paul Manafort, campaign manager. It was the son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Anyway, we're going to have a full discussion of that in the second half hour of the broadcast today. And I'm going to have as my guest one of the few Republicans not hiding under their desk, but willing to, I don't know, defend this conduct? We'll find out in the second half hour. We've got an ice chunk, an iceberg larger than Delaware that has fallen off of Antarctica and is floating. That, of course, is further evidence of climate change, but also really shows the dangers that are approaching us. They're going to have to redo the maps of Antarctica. There's no time to talk about that. We've got Chris Wray, the FBI director, the new one, who's been nominated, having his hearings today. I watched a lot of those. I went to Yale Law School with Chris Wray. He was my classmate, and I'll be happy to talk about that another week, because my first topic on hand has to do with whether or not we're going to have a free internet, which seems to possibly be more important than all of those things. It's a question of whether or not we have what's called net neutrality, which sounds really boring, but basically means, are you going to be able to go where you want on the internet, or is someone going to be telling you, no, you must go to this site, or we're going to play this site faster, or we're going to make sure that this site doesn't come up to you, or you're not going to be able to contribute on that site? That's right. Our whole notion of free speech is at issue. It would be kind of like banning the printing press, what Donald Trump, the President of the United States, is trying to do with the internet freedoms. And to talk about that, I've got a terrific guest. His name is Tim Carr, and he has been fighting these new Trump regulations that would undo President Obama's regulations, promising us net neutrality. Tim, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi there. It's always great to be on your show.
And I really appreciate having you on. It's been a couple years. Of course, 2 years ago, we were celebrating. President Obama had the FCC had an order on net neutrality. Now we can't celebrate anymore. Tell me exactly what Trump's new FCC communications chairman is trying to do.
Well, if there could be anything, you know, that we could call a Trump doctrine, it is basically to undo everything that was done by his predecessor. And at the FCC, that means undoing the net neutrality protections that we won. Millions of people took action in 2015, and we won protections for the open internet through the then FCC chairman, Tom Wheeler. Trump's FCC chairman is a fellow by the name of Ajit Pai, who wants to undo this important open internet protection. And he, earlier this year, launched a proceeding to do just that. And as part of that process at the FCC, they asked for public comments, and they are getting public comments. Today is a national day of action, and since this proceeding began in mid-May, the agency has received more than 6 million comments from the public, the overwhelming majority of which, and it honestly doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat, is saying we need these net neutrality protections. We cannot hand control of the internet over to these very powerful internet access providers.
Tim, let's back up a bit, because
sure.
I know you know this issue extremely well, and I know it pretty well, but a lot of people aren't really clear on what we're talking about here. As I like to explain it, it would be as if your internet provider, mine happens to be Comcast, but different people have different internet providers, decided that it wanted you to go to some website that perhaps paid them a lot of money. So let's say, for example, and this is just an example, let's say that Bing the Microsoft search engine, decided to pay your internet provider, let's say Comcast, a bunch of money. And then what they could do is, I try to use Google, but they make Google really, really, really slow. But they make Bing really, really fast. But I don't want to use Bing. I want to use Google. Nobody uses Bing. Not even Chandler Bing uses Bing. But, hey, now I have to use it because, against my will, some corporate deal made behind my back forces me to use an internet search engine that I don't want to use and basically corrals me into restricting what I can do on the internet. How'd I do? Did I describe it pretty well?
No, that's a type of scenario that could very well become a reality if the Trump FCC gets rid of these net neutrality rules. And another example, and it's one that actually has happened in the past, is the blocking of a voice over internet protocol system. Like, these are, you know, people often make phone calls using Skype.
Right.
Now, if you're a company like AT&T, which provides broadband access but also is in the telephone business traditionally, you don't like that people are making phone calls using some online app. And it is in your interest financially as a company to block or degrade access to that service. So another scenario would be that Skype would be downgraded, and so that people would revert to using the good old Ma Bell in order to communicate with their loved ones.
So, Tim, I need to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to go into detail about exactly what scenarios you envision and what the public can do to stop it and to protect net neutrality. So let's take a break and encourage people to call in 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. We'll be right back right after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded liberal American. He's Mark Levin. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. Back to the Aggressive Progressive, Mark Levin.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levin. My guest is Tim Carr. FreeSpeech.net. Is that right, Tim?
I'm with FreePress.net.
FreePress.net. Okay. Well, there's a difference, although to have free speech, you need a free press. He's with FreePress.net. And today is a day of action to help protect the Internet from this kind of – well, it's really insidious. It's kind of like if everywhere we wanted to go, there were private roads. And we do have some toll roads in America, not too many. We've got a few. But even the toll roads don't make you get off at certain exits and tell you you can't use other exits. And they don't make you go in a certain direction. This would be like every road you have to go on, you have to go in a certain direction. And unless and until the Internet becomes, well, truly free and owned by the government, we have private corporations, but the deal is the private corporations are supposed to respect our right to go wherever we want to go on the Internet, and they don't want to do that. Am I right, Tim? They actually, some of them, I think Verizon was the clearest example, they want to restrict our freedom to go where we want to go and to treat all Internet sites neutrally or equally based on, the site and not based on where they want to speed up or slow down things.
Well, that, you know, that's the basic social contract, is that, you know, nobody owns the Internet. The Internet is not – it is a network of networks that are all interconnected. It's not owned by governments. It's not owned by corporations. And everybody who's on the Internet agrees to behave by very baseline standards that allows us all to connect to one another. And one of the founding principles of the Internet is that anybody who is on the network – can connect to anyone else who's on the network, and then there's no gatekeeper. There is no one who inserts themselves in the middle of that network and says, oh, you want to order a pizza via the website of, you know, this your corner pizza shop? Sorry, I'm going to redirect that to Domino's.
It would be kind of like if our phone companies, the ones that control our phones or our cell phones, were to say to us, you can call these people, but not those people. And these people you can call, but they're going to speak slowly. And this the connection won't be so good because, after all, these companies have paid us something under the table, but these other companies, they haven't. So we're going to make sure that your connection's really bad. Yeah, and that's also prohibited.
If you dial your Aunt Marge, it's not going to redirect you to your Uncle Bob.
but that's also illegal.
That's
am I right?
Basic understanding.
Under the law, the phone companies can't direct who I can make phone calls to and who I can't make phone calls
exactly.
to.
Exactly. And that principle is called common carriage, that they have to connect you to where you want to go and carry all of that content equally without prioritizing one over the other. And that is what we put in place for the Internet as well. And it is really the founding principle of the Internet that makes this different than cable television, different than radio.
So it's a two-way street, basically, like a phone call.
Yes, it is, you know, it may sound a little hyperbolic, but the Internet is a revolutionary medium, and because it puts control in the hands of Internet users, we have that choice
so
to go
now,
where we want.
Trump's FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, wants to end this. He wants to basically allow corporations to have control over the Internet.
That is precisely what he is doing. He is trying to eliminate this open network safeguard so very large companies like Comcast and AT&T can insert themselves as gatekeepers and they can earn extra money by prioritizing certain websites over others. And your Bing Google analogy earlier on is very good, that they would prioritize Bing because Bing gives them more money. They like to make money, so they see that as a good thing.
So what can we the people, do to stop this?
Well, today is a day of action, and at battleforthenet.com, which is the website of a coalition of groups, including Free Press, we have a number of tools that allows people to send a comment to the FCC. FCC is in the middle of a proceeding right now, and also to contact their members of Congress. And there's been a mass mobilization today, not only of Internet users, but very large Internet companies like Amazon and Google and Twitter and Tumblr and Reddit are also participating so that people can take action and contact the FCC and their elected officials.
Now, there was actually a website, I think John Oliver gave it, I think it's Go FCC Yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah. See, and that was also a tool that allowed people to comment to the FCC. And when his segment aired a couple of months ago, the FCC, which has this online comment function, apparently received so many comments that the site crashed. Now they haven't.
Well, I was one of them, by the way. It was www.gofccyourself.com. And the nice thing about that website is what it did is it took you directly into the FCC comment page, which was really hard to find. I mean, if you just go to the FCC page and you try to search for it, it could actually take you 20 minutes or so to find it. And this led you right there, and I left my own very strongly worded comment. And I would encourage people to do so as well. But could they also, I don't know, call their members of Congress and get them on board? Is that useful?
Yeah, it's very useful because the Commerce Committees, the Energy and Commerce Committees, provide some oversight of the FCC. So if Congress knows that there is strong public support for net neutrality, it has a way of influencing the actions that the FCC takes. And Congress might decide to take up legislation as well. So it's important that they hear from the public.
Now, part of the problem here is that there's so much news going on. In fact, I'm devoting the whole second half of my show to the incredible smoking gun evidence about collusion between Donald Trump Jr. and the Russians. And that kind of, crowds out any public debate on public issues. But this is a pretty serious one. I mean, whether or not we can use the Internet freely, I think that's something that Americans take for granted. I mean, just like you take for granted that you pick up the phone and you can call grandma, you take for granted that you go to WashingtonPost.com and you can read the news. And if, Breitbart.com pays the president or helps the president, well, maybe WashingtonPost.com won't load and only Breitbart.com will load. I mean, this is a serious attack on our free speech, and it's kind of under the radar. Is there a deadline here when they're going to make this? I mean, what's our time frame?
Well, there is a comment deadline that it ends on July 17th, which is Monday. After that, they are going to continue to take what are called reply comments. This is a somewhat arcane FCC proceeding that will last through the end of the summer.
So we have till Monday.
There's more information. Okay. And freepress.net as well has information about how you can get involved.
So if people go to freepress.net, you have a link where they can do like John Oliver did and go right into the FCC site and leave a comment there. You got that at freepress.net?
That's right. And we also have some tools and talking points that are available should people need some guidance. So, of course, we encourage people to make their own comments and speak from their own experience.
Yeah, and I can tell you this as an elected official. Your comments are far more powerful if you make them up yourself. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be – you don't have to be some kind of technician or IT jockey. Just read what's on freepress.net, understand the issue enough, and, you know, you could just send them a comment saying, get your hands off my internet. That's fine. Or, you know, I want neutral principles, or I want to be able to use the internet like I call my mom. It doesn't have to be a complicated argument. It's more important that you make your argument. You go to freepress.net. It can be one sentence. Just say, lay off my internet. It works fine. I don't want corporations telling me where to go. However you want to put it. And you put it in your own words. And I actually think it'll be more powerful. I'm sure freepress.net lets you copy it and, something that they say. But really, it's more powerful just in your own words, even if it's a sentence or two. In fact, you could even combine them. You can put freepress.net, what they say, and then a couple sentences of your own. Thank you so much, Tim Carr, for alerting us to this issue. If you want to call your member of Congress, it's 202-225-3121. You could do it that way. Last question, Tim, are there any kind of marches or any kind of action plan where people get out in the streets, or is this all online?
There's been a lot of what's called distributed organizing, where we've asked people to organize their own events locally. And so some of that is happening. But today is really about online action and mass mobilization to get people to comment at the FCC and call their members of Congress.
Think of it this way. If you don't go online to fight this now, you may not be able to go online to fight it in the future. And if that doesn't hit you in the gut, it should. So in the break, before we get to our next segment, go to freepress.net. Just say, get your hands off my internet. They'll get the message. Thank you so much, Tim Carr, for coming on to freepress.net.